Good evening and welcome to the KRFP Evening Report for Thursday, August 20th, 2026. I'm Lee Robartis in the news tonight. Idaho Attorney General Raul Labrador appeals federal court order allowing abortions in the state for the health of the mother. Invasive beetle kills millions of ash trees in Washington. Washington wildfire costs top $280 million. Fire weather predicted for Saturday. There's a fire ban in Latah County Parks. We'll have details on these stories and more coming up on the KRFP Evening Report. And live in the KRFP studios in Moscow, Idaho, I'm Lee Robartis, and this is the KRFP Evening Report. Idaho Attorney General Raul Labrador announced today his office will appeal federal Judge B. Lynn Windmill's ruling that Idaho's repressive abortion law, with no exceptions for the health of the mother, is unconstitutional. Labrador claims the ruling defies the 2022 Dobbs decision by the U.S. Supreme Court, which allowed states to entirely ban abortions. Last week, U.S. District Judge Windmill, who presides in Boise, ruled Idaho's criminal law banning abortions at all stages of pregnancy, even when a woman's health is at risk, violates the Due Process and Equal Protection Clauses of the 14th Amendment. Windmill wrote in his decision, the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution establishes, quote, a narrow but fundamental right to abortion when a pregnancy threatens the woman's life or health. The 81-page ruling marks a major change in how Idaho's abortion laws can be enforced. The decision blocked Attorney General Raul Labrador and Ada County Prosecutor Jan Bennett's, or their successors, from enforcing part of Idaho's criminal abortion law that prevents doctors from performing abortion care even if there is a serious risk to the mother's health or if there's a high risk the mother may harm herself. Judge Windmill's ruling comes in a lawsuit by Boise maternal fetal medicine specialist Dr. Stacy Sabe. Windmill wrote, by banning health-preserving abortion, Idaho attempts to deny this fundamental right on the basis that the threat of harm comes from a fetus, which depends on the woman for survival. But a pregnant woman's health is not a state resource to be allocated at the legislature's whim. The 14th Amendment exists precisely to prevent subjugation like this. Labrador said Windmill's ruling, quote, has replaced Idaho's law with his own abortion standard. He noted in some cases Idaho law does allow pregnant patients to be treated with abortion during medical emergencies, although the plaintiff does not read the law quite that way. Lawyering Project Executive Director Stephanie Totei, who represented Dr. Sabe, wrote in an email to the Idaho Capital Sun, the Attorney General's utter disregard for the health and welfare of pregnant Idaho residents is appalling. We look forward to continuing to litigate this case with the goal of making it safer for people to be pregnant in Idaho. Idaho's criminal abortion ban, which Judge Windmill partially overturned last week, allows abortion to prevent the death of the mother, to treat ectopic or molar pregnancies, and in cases of rape and incest in the first trimester, but only if the rape or incest survivor or a witness files a police report. Attorney General Labrador also says Windmill's decision should not apply to every doctor in the state, but only to Dr. Sabe, because he is the one person who challenged the law. Labrador says Windmill's decision violates a recent decision by the Trump Supreme Court last year that said federal courts in most cases cannot issue universal injunctions that broadly block enforcement of the laws for everyone, but instead can only block enforcement of laws for people who are party to the lawsuit. A spokesperson for the Washington Department of Natural Resources says the combined spending by federal, state, and local agencies on fighting wildfires in the state this year will likely be higher than the $286 million spent last year. Natural Resources Department spokesperson Michael Kelly told the spokesman review, with the number of large fires that we have this year, the number of destructive fires that we've had this year, we will probably come close to, if not exceed, the fiscal year 26 numbers. Kelly said the higher costs are due to inflation and the fact that the fire season is longer and more destructive. About 2 months remain in this year's fire season. As of Tuesday, 791,000 acres in the state have burned this year, which is the third most in state history in a single year. The largest active fire in the state, the Sinlehiken Fire, which has burned 154,000 acres, has cost $33 million to fight so far. The Little Giant Fire near Lake Chelan, which has burned 137,000 acres, has cost $37.8 million. The 138,000-acre Kaiser Canyon Fire on the Colville Reservation has cost $42.1 million so far. Kelly said, "We're seeing more large and costly fires on the landscape. You've got to have teams that are out there who can fight those, because some of these fires will burn until the snows come, but you've got to get containment lines built." Firefighters and air crews were on the scene yesterday afternoon trying to knock down a new wildfire on the Snake River Breaks west of Pullman near Blyton Landing. The Washington State Patrol said as of last night, the fire had burned 400 acres and was still growing. Someone reported the fire yesterday afternoon at about 2:45 p.m. Whitman County Fire District 14 Chief Nick Bell told the Lewiston Tribune the fire had nearly reached a farm at the top of the Snake River Canyon during the afternoon. There is a level one get ready evacuation order in effect in the area, which is sparsely populated. The state patrol said in a news release, the wildfire is threatening infrastructure and rangeland. Latah County commissioners have placed a fire restriction on several county parks due to extreme wildfire risks. Parks under the commission's order include Robinson Park, Robert Edwin Lloyd Park, Phillips Farm Park, and Bateson Hilton Park. According to the Daily News, the new restrictions bar people from building fires or using stove fires, with an exception for stoves that burn petroleum. Smoking is also prohibited unless the smoking takes place inside an enclosed vehicle. Internal combustion engines or other types of equipment which generate flames or burn flammables is banned every day between 1 p.m. and 1 a.m. A suspect